Doesn't that make you want to drink a power drink? Anyway, it may make you want to actually watch some sports because there are a lot of sports to watch. Finals continuing for the NBA and the NHL. The Pittsburgh Penguins grabbed a 2-1 victory over Detroit on the ice, forcing a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Meanwhile, in
basketball, Orlando found its magic touch, winning 108-104 over the Lakers last night. They'll face off in Game 4 on Thursday. We are getting the details from our friend and Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. I'm always pronouncing your name wrong.
Mateen.
Oh, I see. I was in the ballpark. Ibrahim, I'm just going to lay it on the line here. I have not been watching the sports games. I've read about them. I'm up on them reading wise. But what am I missing by not watching this week?
The Orlando Magic had one of the best. They had literally the best shooting percentage of any NBA team in a finals game history. Yesterday they had a balanced scoring attack. All five of their starters scored in double figures. It was if you wanted to see team basketball, if you wanted to see a lot of passing, they spaced the floor. The Orlando Magic did it, and they won for the first time in their franchise history. They won a finals game.
You know, this was a blowout in the first game. The Lakers won. Then they seemed to get their act together, the Magic, and now they really clamped down. This is exactly what happened to the Cleveland Cavaliers. They shut down the star, LeBron James. Are they shutting down Kobe Bryant, the Magic?
Well, I think you can. I don't know if you can shut down Kobe Bryant right now. Kobe was on fire in the first half. He shot a blistering percentage early on. He scored like 17 points in 5 minutes, but then he missed his own shots. So I think with a guy like Kobe, you're going to defend him well, and then he misses shots.
Hmm. Well, here's a little bit of what Kobe Bryant had to say.
My rhythm was off. My rhythm was just off at the free throw line. I just shot poorly from the charity stripe. It's a bad night.
Whoa. You know, this series is about team basketball versus the NBA star system, really.
Well, there was when someone makes a foul and then people are like, no, it wasn't a foul. And then they miss the free throw shot. People say, the ball doesn't lie. The ball doesn't lie. And yesterday, Kobe had a play where it was a little questionable. And it was a game, you know, it could have clinched the game for them. And he missed it, went in and out. That was not very Kobe Bryant-like.
All right, so a four-point lead. Okay, they only won by 4 points. Even with this incredible shooting percentage, what do you predict for the next game?
Now they have to continue to spread the floor. The Magic have to continue to spread the floor. Guys like Odom and Ariza for the Lakers have to step up a little bit on the defensive end. But I think what the Magic are doing, they're getting serious about who's going to be their point guard ongoing. They had a little debate between Skip DeMilu, Rafer Alston, and Jameer Nelson trying to figure out which one. They stuck with Skip DeMilu. He brought them to the finals. I think if you stick with that formula, I think the Magic are going to take game four, and it's going to make the series a little bit more interesting.
A lot more interesting, that's for sure. Let's shift to hockey. Take me to the last 2 minutes of that game.
Well, then you got the last 2 minutes was Detroit trying to actually win the Stanley Cup, and they just came up a little bit short.
Detroit is looking for some good news in this series. Bring us up to there's a pivotal Game 7 that was forced last night by the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Red Wings favored, but it was looking pretty iffy last night.
Well, here's a little bit pivotal moment you're talking about. Dan Cleary on a breakaway with less than 2 minutes to play.
Zetterberg and Malkin. Orpik. But that suit laid a hit for Cleary. Moving on in. Getting a piece of it was Cleary.
That was exciting.
Of America was not watching.
It was not watching. I think if you Cleary had to score that goal, that was the critical moment in the game, but Fleury stopped it. Osgood on the other side had 29 saves on his own self. The name of the game last night on that ice was defense, defense, defense.
Does this series do anything for the business model of the NHL? It's been a very exciting series. Detroit is certainly the Cinderella.
Well, you have a guy like Scuderi in the very end for the Pittsburgh Penguins who's playing, who's backing up his goalie who falls out of the space, and he blocks three pucks as they're starting to go in. Under that 1 minute, that's exciting hockey, and I think it'll do amazing things for the sport.
Right. Now, you know, I actually have one question. Is Roger Federer a robot? You would know. You would actually know, right? You won the French Open.
No, Roger Federer was bawling like a baby. He's no longer a robot. He's actually a real human being.
You know, that is true. That is, you know, sobbing when he wins, sobbing when he loses. Harvey Ariton in the New York Times had a great column this week about how human Roger Federer actually is. He's no Yvonne Lendl. He is very human.
It was a touching moment when he won, and now he can stake claim to be close to Rod Laver. In sort of tennis lore. We'll see how it goes from here.
All right, I have to ask you one more thing. We've had this running gag about trying to get on each other's Twitter feeds. Have you seen the amount? I think like 40% of the Twitters right now, or the tweets, are probably about these sports series.
Without question, there's a lot of really amazing people to follow. The Real Shaq, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. If you follow their tweets, you get a real sense. You can actually probably follow the NBA Finals on Twitter.
You can create your own sports center 24 hours a day digitally. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, thanks so much for being here. Of course, the Takeaways sports contributor and all-around sports friend.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.